Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.
Hey, 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 how y'all doing? It's your girl, Didi Leggett, aka The Core Queen, and I have a special exclusive interview episode with celebrity ghostwriter, Miss Erica Roman St. Pierre. Welcome, Erica.
Thank you. Hello. I'm so glad to be here.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic. I'm so excited to share in this with you. And I feel so honored, I have to tell you, to have been a small part of helping you bring this transformational, beautiful book to life.
Oh, man, Erica, you have been a godsend in helping me write this book. I don't even know how, like, just our lines crossing, paths crossing has been literally divine alignment. Seriously.
For sure.
Beaten up about writing a book for so long, and I've been running from it for so long. And you were the perfect person to help bring this book to life. And I am honored to have had you on this journey with me.
Well, thank you. That's so kind. And I feel like you are definitely an ideal client. Most people come to me about the same time in their journey as you do. Like, they have an idea that they want to put to the world. They just don't know that next step. So you're definitely in good company there.
Yeah, because actually before I came to you, I had like this idea in my head on how this thing works. And it was nothing like that. I'm like, oh, she'll just sit here with a tape recorder, record it, and then go write it. And off we go. No, it's not.
It's like therapy.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea that it was going to be so therapeutic.
Yeah.
Because actually, like, before I met you, I had just finished like a whole year of therapy. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm ready. I got this. I'm healed. I got this. No, I wasn't.
You know, but it's different when you have somebody in your face, like asking you the deep pointed questions and you can't really escape from yourself. So yeah.
Yeah.
We go deep. But, you know, look what came out of it. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. Fred, can you turn it up some? Absolutely. I agree with that. And so I wanted to give my viewers a little insight and inside view of how we even got to this point.
Right.
Because it is definitely a huge shift from what my audience is used to seeing, because I'm always interviewing guests. I'm right. always digging in people's business and holding them accountable and, you know, trying to figure out what caused them to do this, that, and the third. So I thought it would be a disservice for me to put out a book and them not understand why.
Right.
So I brought you here to interview me so they can understand the journey.
Yeah, I love that. I got to say that when I first started working for you, what stood out to me most was your bravery. And like, I'm going to tackle this subject matter, no matter how difficult it gets. And you really stayed committed to the process. You didn't backtrack even when it got difficult. Mm. And it gets difficult for everybody writing these books because you're having to take a deep look at your background, your history, yourself, where you've been, where you're going. And I just kind of like to find out what's your actual why before we get too much deeper. Like, why did this book come about in your own words?
My why was I needed to heal fully. And I know that I'll never be completely healed, but there were things that I did talk about in therapy, but there were also things that I didn't. And I felt like the only way for me to completely get it out and face it, because I'm still facing it as I read, as you know, as I read the chapters, and I'm like, okay, I gotta really see this for what it is, acknowledge it and process it, because I wasn't doing that. I was still running from it. So mm-hmm. I think the why on a big, larger scale is I need for other people to know that they can overcome it.
Yeah.
Because there are certain things in this book that are just mind blowing. They're going to be mind blowing to people, and they're not going to understand how I'm still standing. So the exactly. why, I want you to know that you can. It gets better.
Yeah, for sure. Even before you started writing, before you started this process, I could tell or I could feel there was a moment, like a turning point in your journey when you knew this book like absolutely had to be written. Like we talked about going in different directions and this format. And why? Because you want to help other women who've been in your same circumstance. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to find out, like, when can you specifically say, it's now, I'm writing this book now?
That moment yeah. happened when I finally decided to end or accept the ending of my last relationship that ended last year. Because there was a time where he told me that I wasn't famous enough to write a book, that nobody would care about my story. It just didn't make sense for me to write a book. Like, who cares? And at that point, I hadn't shared much of anything with him when it came to my childhood. So I just knew that was the point where I needed to be heard, because I felt like I had been silenced for a long time, especially by him.
Right. Yeah, and you told your story with such honesty. It's pretty amazing that he would even say something like that to you.
Yeah, I think also now I'm connecting these dots. I don't think I did then, but now I'm connecting the childhood trauma dots from that relationship and how they related to each other, and how why I was accepting those words from him, why I was accepting the bare minimum from him.
Yeah, because you can see it so much clearly now, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So as a client working with a ghostwriter, talk to me about like the emotional journey just in telling the story. Like, were you embarrassed to share these things with me? How did that opening up feel to you?
I think some parts I was embarrassed because I never really shared them with anybody. And I think when it comes to being a victim of certain things, we blame ourselves, because like, who's going to believe me if I tell this story? Yeah. And do I deserve it? Like, did I deserve it? Like, we go through a lot of things that we just blame ourselves. So it's kind of like embarrassing, as if we did something wrong.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there should be no embarrassment or shame attached to it. So I think you've done a phenomenal job of kind of walking through it, the hard part, and getting to the other side. And that's one thing that really captivates me about you, is like your dedication to helping women in your community, in the broader community, daughters, mothers, caregivers, to find their purpose. I think that's really beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And it's funny, because remember, we tussled back and forth with doing a novel versus doing a self-help book.
Right.
And at first I leaned towards the novel, because that would be the easy way out, right, for me. Okay. But then I remember telling you, no, that would be self-serving. Right. And that's not what I wanted. I wanted to help people.
Yeah. When you talk about a novel being the easier way, not that it's easier to write, but when you're doing a novel, like based on a true story, you can like let yourself slide on some things. You can gloss over some things, but with self-help, it's direct. It's right. It's right to the heart.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What stories in your childhood, or like the women that you've been involved with, like what helped them, the women in your community, have any of those influenced your writing or your goals, or did that affect working with me at all?
In my childhood, of course, my grandmother will always be the number one influence, because she just embodied resilience. She showed me so many things that I can't even imagine not learning from her. just being so strong, having so many children. My grandfather died early. So just her in particular, but also this is funny because, of course my mother was addicted to drugs for most of my childhood, and the women that were also addicted to drugs around her, that those women somehow figured out how to not neglect their children. There were a group of women that showed up for their kids, even in their addiction.
Right.
And maybe I had a little resentment because why couldn't my mom?
Yeah.
So I think those women kind of molded some of that, some of the story in the book as well.
That makes perfect sense. Overall, if you think about your journey and like as your book is complete now and about to be released, what's the most important overall message you think you want women and caregivers to walk away from after they finish that last page of your book?
That the cycle doesn't have to continue. We don't have to do things because that's all we know.
Yeah.
There is a better way. I did only know these certain things, but I chose not to repeat them with my daughter. So there are different things that we can teach our daughters, and we can break the cycles. It doesn't have to keep going if we choose to stop repeating the same things over and over again.
Love it. Talking about your title, I think it's so powerful, and I'm so glad that we came across it. What does breaking the cycle, specifically of childhood trauma, mean to you?
Just breaking the normalcy of trauma as a child. I think that in underserved communities and impoverished communities, there is this unspoken, I want to say generational passed down trauma that you just get it. And that's just what it is. You deal with it, you soak it in, and you keep moving. It's just a thing that you get, you inherit it. And this is what we have. That needs to stop. I want the title to resonate with people. And I want there to be a shift to where we're not raising children, whether it's a son or a daughter, in an environment where they have to seek counseling as adults, where they don't know how to operate in relationship as adults because of their childhood trauma. There has to be some break in this cycle to where we're not raising a whole generation of people who need therapy all the time.
Exactly. And also talk about how and why we decided to make the book specific to daughters.
Because it was super important to me, especially in this current environment, when it comes to women, we are held at a different standard and not really provided the space that I think we should have when it comes to young girls. Number one, we aren't enforcing the standard of protecting our womb, which is super important. So that already is breaking that cycle. If we protect our womb, we won't have to pass on trauma to a child that's not ready to be here. Daughters are super important because they are the foundation of the family. We're the backbone. From us, everything is born. We birth it all. So we got to be super intentional about how we raise daughters. They have to have strong dads around them. They have to have strong moms. There has to be a balance there. So our daughters need to know how to be emotionally intelligent, because if they're not, they can ruin their lives by acting in certain ways that don't make sense just because they're being emotional. Just because we're wired emotionally doesn't mean you have to act emotionally. And of course, being independent, because you have to stand on your own before you can bond with another person as far as being married and creating life. So I wanted to specifically target girls because I know that I was almost on the trajectory to raise a wounded daughter. Because I was projecting my wounds and my trauma onto her early because I was young raising the daughter. And I wanted to make sure that I figured out how to shift that. And now she's an amazing mom, about to be an amazing wife next month. So I think we broke the cycle and we're good.
We did. I mean, you did. It's great.
Yeah.
And in your book, you outlined so much practical and usable, like readily usable advice. And I think that it's going to be such a gift to your readers.
Yeah.
But, sometimes when we're writing a book, we uncover things emotionally that we might not expect. Can you tell me if you've had any personal breakthroughs or surprises as you've worked through the book?
I think the biggest breakthrough was literally the dots I just connected about the relationship. How I was, because my friends, even my engineer sitting right here, he would always ask me, why are you like literally taking the bare minimum from these guys? Like, what is that? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. And I really just realized, like, as a kid, you know, being a former foster child and having a mother that was addicted to drugs, those abandonment issues really resonate. And if I can get just a small crumb from you, it was enough for me. Wow. As long as it's a small, if it's something, if you show me any attention, I'm grabbing onto it and I'm holding on to it. So now I realize that these men could sniff that out and they realize that, oh, I can just give her a little bit and she's good. That means a lot to her. Mm-hmm. I don't have to do that much. So that was the one thing I think that really, really opened my eyes from writing this book.
I love it. Yeah. So talking about the writing process, and I hope I was not overbearing with you with my questions and like probing in the interviews. But now that you've finished and the mm-hmm. book is here, if you could go back to that first day when we met and mm-hmm. said you wanted to write a book, what would you tell that version of Didi, like before the book, before the first word is written?
I would tell me that everything's going to work out exactly how it's supposed to.
I love it. And it will.
Yeah. Stop stressing.
Yeah, no need to stress. Like, you're giving birth this wonderful gift to the world, like all the gems and tools you've shared.
Yeah.
So you're about to launch your book. What's been the most rewarding part of the journey thus far? Because it's just beginning.
Yeah. The interest, like people are extremely interested in it. Like they really are saying that it's a need for it in this space. Like, it's like I'm filling a gap that I didn't realize needed to be filled. So yeah, just the interest in the people that are sharing it and buying it, well, pre-ordering it and signing up to come to the launch party on June 3rd, like they are, the outpouring of support is just, it's just been great.
Yeah, you're actually filling a gap. I love that. That's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
So when you look ahead, what's next for you? Are you going to be diving into any new projects? Are you going to be focusing on an author tour, taking time to reflect on what you've accomplished so far? Maybe.
I definitely need to take time to soak this in. Because I think it's huge. I think it's a big thing. And I know I have a problem with just doing something and moving on. And I don't want to do that with this project because I think this is super important. And I also think that this is what I want to really base my personal brand around. I really want this to be the thing. Yeah, I think this is it. And it came at the perfect time for my rebranding. So I think this is what we're going to build it around. Of course, I want to do a book tour. I want to go, you know, do book signings and all of that stuff. I want to speak on panels. I want to go to foster homes and talk to kids. Mm-hmm. And like, I really want to hone in on that because that's really important to me, especially the foster care system. That means a whole lot to me, being a foster kid. Of course, my launch party is coming up, so I'm excited to just have people in the room to talk about the book and dive into the actual inner workings of the book and the chapters and get into it, because I still don't think that I have completely wrapped my mind around that I really put stuff in this book that I've never said out loud. So I think that'll be healing in itself. I'm excited about that. I want that. And of course, I look forward to writing more books. I think I have a lot more to give now that I've gotten over this hurdle of anxiety. I think I can move forward.
And let's not forget about your movies.
Yeah, in the movie. And it's funny you said that, because somebody just asked me the other day if they can write a movie about my life. And so I think this book is about to open so many doors. It's about to be like the catalyst to a lot of things. So yeah, movies, books. Of course, I got my fitness app coming out. That'll be out, I think, in July or something like that. So just connecting the mind, body, and soul, and just making people a whole healthy human being.
And just imagine like all of the young teen moms that you're going to be able to help, or mothers parenting teen moms. Like, I don't even think that you fully realize the impact and how far reaching it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because of your selflessness. So I just have to congratulate you on that.
Thank you. I'm so excited about it. Thank you.
For sure. So every book that I've ever worked on, they always have their challenges. So what would you say the biggest challenge that you faced with writing this book? And how did you push through?
I think the biggest challenge was probably finding the strength to tell my mom. Mm.
I'll talk to you about that.
That was hard. I was terrified, actually, to tell her, because I didn't want to reopen wounds for her. But I also didn't want the response that I knew I was going to get from her. I don't want to cry.
It's okay if you do.
I really wanted her to just be my mom.
Yeah.
But that's not what I got. Mm-hmm. I got what she could give.
Right.
Sometimes I just want her to not be so religious.
Mm-hmm. Like a new addiction?
Yeah. And I just want her to just be proud of me.
Yeah.
So, and I think she is, but she just doesn't know how to say it.
Right. She can only do with the capacity that she has.
Yeah.
So, but sometimes you have to feel confident that, you know, this is what we can get.
Yeah.
But you've definitely stepped up to the plate, so you should be proud.
I am.
Speaking of your mom, was there any story or situation that you just found, wow, this is too difficult? This is so difficult. I don't think I can share it with the world.
No, I think I shared the hardest thing I've ever had to share in that prologue.
Yeah.
I think that was probably, and I think, I don't think I've actually dealt with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that comes up often, especially in relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's in the book, but I still don't think I've dealt with it.
You know, it'll come to you in waves. That's kind of always how it works. But now you've addressed it, you've put it out there. And so now you'll be able to see it easily and just, you know, do the work that you need to do with that. So
absolutely.
For sure. So now that you're a mom and a grandmother.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How would you say that this book writing process, do you think that it's changed the way you approach those roles at all?
No, I don't think so. I think once my daughter reads the book, I think it might change some things, because there are some details in the book, of course, that she doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they'll bring up some conversations and, but I think it'll bring us closer. I don't think it'll change like the love that we have for each other. I think it'll bring us closer. It's going to be some hard things for her to read.
Definitely, for sure. Yeah. What about your role as grandparent?
That's fun. Like, because my daughter and her fiance are just such great parents. Mm-hmm. I get to be like a real grandparent. Like, I don't have to be like this is another break in the cycle, right? Of the childhood trauma, mm-hmm. where I don't have to be the grandmother surrogate mom, where I have to come in and help because my daughter's struggling and she doesn't have anybody to help her with the kids. Like, I don't have to do that. I just get to visit whenever I feel like it. Like, because they have it under control, they're financially stable. So I get to be a real grandma.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For sure. So now that you're a published author, like, mm-hmm. what does that do for you? Like, for your self-esteem, although I feel like you've got fantastic self-esteem. What does that designation mean for you?
Oh, I feel like I'm on Dynasty from back in the day. I'm a published author. Look, I'm telling my age now. I just feel like it just opens up a different level. Like, I'm on a video game and I just went to another level. Ooh, because it's just something that I never even imagined I'd do.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like it's so exhilarating to me. It's like, yeah.
That's so cool. So what advice would you give someone else who maybe doesn't have the time or maybe not the skill to write a book? Like, what advice would you give them before they seek out a ghostwriter?
Hey, your money right. No, I'm joking. First of all, you got to have something interesting to write about.
Yeah.
And you have to have something that people want and need. Mm-hmm. Because one thing that I've realized with talking to people on my show is people have a lot of ideas that they think are good ideas, but nobody wants them. And then they fizzle out. Mm-hmm. So it has to be a need for it. And it can't be, oh, I saw somebody else do this, so I'm going to do it. It has to be authentic, relatable. Mm-hmm. And you really have to have like the pieces together that you really want to present to the world so it makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. And your coins. Gotta have your coins.
And your coins, yeah. So one more question. So what advice would you give, let's say, to a young mother just starting out, mm-hmm. and they have your book, maybe they don't, but they're starting out like you were, and they know enough to know they want to break the cycle. They know enough to know that they want something different for their children and for their legacy. Where would you advise them to start in that journey of healing?
Oh, I would start with, if you have the ability to start with therapy, because you got to figure out who you are. You have to learn yourself and figure out what you're going through. But if you don't have therapy, you need to get a mentor. A mentor is so important. Mm-hmm. Find somebody that you look up to, that you want to be like, that you want to aspire to be, that may be doing the same things that you want to do. Find that person that can guide you. And then also find hobbies that are very productive, that can help you get to where you're trying to go. And and change your circle. Do not be around other single moms that's just not doing anything, that's an echo chamber, you got to get away from them. Yeah. You got to get away from them, yeah.
Definitely. Do you think this is a book that's appropriate to give to like a young teenage girl, maybe in high school?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. I think so. I think it actually would be kind of like the cheat code.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, can you imagine if you would have gotten this book at 17 or even 16, how different your life would have been?
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Yeah.
And I think that this is what this book is going to do for other people. It's just really fantastic.
Yeah.
I think those are all of the questions that I had. Did you have any questions for me at all?
Was I your best client? No, I'm joking.
Definitely top three for sure.
I'll take it. But no, I don't have any questions. I just really appreciate you for just making this such an easy process. You made it very easy.
I try. Well, thank you so much for having me today. It's a great honor. I really appreciate it.
You are very welcome. Y'all know who I am, even though Fred didn't change my name on the screen, but I'm Dee Dee Leggett, AKA the Core Queen. That's me. This my show. Y'all know. No, I appreciate y'all for watching the show. I hope y'all got some questions. Y'all can call me. Y'all can email me. Let me know how y'all feel. We're going to be dropping the book on June 3rd. So make sure y'all pre-order if you have time to, or come to the book launch party on June 3rd here in Charlotte, North Carolina. RSVP. The link is in the bio for you to RSVP. Let people know that the book is out, Breaking the Cycle of Childhood Trauma. We appreciate y'all for watching. We are out. Thank you.
Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.